A list has gone viral where places women do not want to go on a first date. And I have to read you some of these because I don't agree with all of them.
Okay.
This is Almost Prepared, the podcast where you'll laugh, you'll learn, and get through life one day at a time with Jamie and Victoria.
Jamie, where's the cake?
I like how that is the very first question that you have for me.
I mean, you've been chatting about this cake and how good it is and how you went to Toronto and la la la.
Yeah. Okay. So when I was in Toronto, where you get this cake, you have to set up an appointment to go pick it up and you have to prepay for it and everything. And so I kept looking at the website and I was like, what day should I go and when should I purchase it? And then we actually went to Loblaws that carries the cake and they have like three different versions. They have the mini version. You can get it by the slice or you can get like half the cake. And I was looking at this cake and talking to Kyle being like, I don't think I want this cake anymore.
God. You like, called the airline to see if you could bring it back.
Listen, I know how obsessed I was with this cake, and I know I've talked about it how many times, but I had this epiphany moment when I'm like, I think the cake represents my time in Toronto and the good memories that I had, because looking at the cake now, I'm just like, this is not as good as I remember it looking. And I even remembered I had a couple slices with me when I moved to Saskatoon because I had frozen the cake and I threw them out. And I'm like, Jamie, you don't need the cake. You have the memories. You can come back and visit your friends whenever. And it was just like this aha moment because I was talking about this cake for how long. And even when I was in Toronto every day, I was like, do I get this cake? So I did not get the cake, Victoria.
Wow. No cake. Wow. I feel like that's such a beautiful moment.
You know, it would be so much more meaningful if it wasn't involving cake. You know? Yeah.
I realized I didn't need the cake.
Yes.
To make me think of Toronto.
Yes, but on the flip side, I decided to, have you heard of the brand Cinnabon?
Jamie.
I'm just double checking because you live in the middle
like,
of nowhere
now. Come on. Yes, of course.
So they have them in Ontario only. So I brought back a 6-pack of Cinnabon cinnamon buns. And
wait, they don't have them anywhere else other than
only,
Ontario?
Yeah, they have Cinzio in Alberta and maybe parts in Ontario, but it's Cinnabon is specifically only in Ontario and Canada.
Oh, wow. Okay. I had no idea.
See, unlike most people, I do research about these types of things. So they had them at Eglinton Station in Toronto. So it was on my stop home, picked up a 6-pack for $22.
$22.
Let me tell you, these are jumbo cinnamon buns. And even Kyle will attest because I was very generous and I let him have 3 of the 6 that I brought back. We ate them 3 days in a row.
Of course.
Like that. They were so good. Worth the $22. So that will become the new obsession when I go back to Toronto.
Prices are just getting astronomical.
You know, think about it. You've heard of Crumble Cookies, I'm assuming?
No. Crumble, no.
Oh, Crumble. Yeah. Look it up. It's spelled C-R-U-M-B-L. It's a cookie chain that's taken over. We just got one here not too long ago. If you look it up on TikTok or Instagram, you'll see all the cookie flavors they have and whatnot. How much do you think a 6-pack of cookies would cost?
$12.
Multiply that by 2.
What?
And then
okay, because at our store, you can buy like 6 cookies here for like $7.99. And I'm like, that is insane to me. So I was like, okay, like $12 for 6.
Yeah. And then add 6 on top of that, $30. It's 30 bucks for 6 cookies.
$30 for 6 cookies.
For 6 cookies.
Wow.
Now, I will be the first to say they are big cookies. They are big. They're decadent. But in what world am I paying $30 for 6 cookies?
Wow, that cookie, that owner of the Crumble cookie is just rolling in the dough.
Oh yeah. Literally, oh my gosh, that's such a bad joke.
Seriously, that is crazy.
Yeah. So when you say 22 bucks for 6 cinnamon buns, I was like, go talk to Crumble cookies. They know what they're doing, okay?
Hold my Cinnabon.
Also, happy Halloween.
Yes. Happy Halloween.
Yes. Did you dress up in a costume this year?
I didn't dress up in a costume, but I dressed my kids up in a costume.
Of course. Sloppy for you. Where's your Halloween spirit?
You know what? No, I just, no, I don't have my life together enough to dress up in a costume. I really don't. It's a struggle just to get my 2-year-old to wear a costume, let alone putting myself in a costume. But my daughter was Snow White. Cute. So cute. And my son, he was a chicken farmer.
Is that even a costume at this point?
You know what? No, but to get this kid to wear pants is a chore every day. So to get him to put on a costume, absolutely not. So he wore Carhartts with, of course, his winter boots because we have snow. And I pinned chickens to him. And then he held a little barn, and that's where you put candy in.
Oh, cute. Barn.
So, you know, I tried.
Yeah. You know, that's more effort than I think most people would do for a kid who doesn't really want to put on a costume.
Yeah, he wasn't into it. Next year, I think he'll be more into it. But honestly, I can say that today was probably my favorite day with the kids. It was really? So much fun. Yeah, I didn't know how, like, what he would think of it, but he was so into it. And I'm like, do you want to keep going to more houses? I thought we'd only go to three. He's like, keep going. And I asked him, you know, what was your favorite part of the day? And he's like, candy, obviously.
Of course.
But yeah, no, he loved it. And I mean, Garrett and I ate all the candy that were, you know, choking hazards. You can't eat this. You're going to choke. So the Starburst, the Skittles, the Twix, the Mars.
So you really, like, I feel like technically parents are technically going trick-or-treating for themselves at this point.
I mean, it was a good day for Garrett and I, too.
Like, we actually, like, right now, there's trick-or-treaters at our house. The first year we lived here, the lights were turned off. We ain't giving candy to nobody. Last year, we got three kids. So this year, we got a little bit of candy, but I'm just like, we're not expecting too many people. And no joke, we ran out of candy. Like, I had to go into my stash to give them the good stuff when the kids were coming.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You went into your wholesale candy stash.
Like, let me tell you, this is me being like in the spirit of Halloween and like being appreciative of the kids that are coming. When I dip into the good stuff to give away for free, Lord, child. Don't help anybody out.
Honestly, I think that's some really good karma coming your way. Like, I feel like you are the Grinch who stole Halloween and your heart just grew 10 sizes.
Oh my God.
I truly, truly do. You are just out here like the Grinch who stole Christmas, handing out candy left, right, and center. And I'm here for it.
Yep. This is a one-time thing. So document this October 31st, 2023. The first and last time anyone else is getting mustache. Here we go.
Let's get personal, personal. Let's get personal, personal.
Who would be on your celebrity hall?
Ryan Reynolds.
You know, wait for me to finish. You just, Ryan Reynolds, really?
Yes.
There's a funny meme that I've read that it said, for some reason, straight women tend to find Ryan Reynolds like super attractive and gays tend to find him like average. So to find out if someone is straight or gay, you just say, how do you feel about Ryan Reynolds? Straight guys will give him like an 8, 9, or 10 and gays will give him like a 6 or 7.
Okay, that's interesting.
How I found that out was somebody asked me that question and I gave him a 7. And they're just like, yeah, it's really true.
You're gay.
Yeah, but he's a nice guy. Honestly, it's his voice that I don't like. That's what it is.
Okay, who's yours?
I have a really weird obsession right now for the last couple of years with Charlie Puth. Don't know why. And also lately, I've really been into Nick Jonas. He's been popping up on my Instagram feed a lot. And their other Jonas Brothers are on their tour. And they're all wearing like leather pants all the time and tank tops. And I'm just like, okay, you got my attention.
And he's single now.
No, that's Joe Jonas you're thinking of.
Oh, you're thinking, Nick Jonas, the Priyankas. Yeah. Okay, yes, yes, yes. Oh, the younger brother.
I mean, I got a type clearly. Look at Kyle.
My question for you, I was recently just going, like, old photos popped up on my phone of my childhood bedroom. It wasn't even my childhood. I want to say my, like, high school bedroom.
Okay.
I don't even know what was happening there. Like, yellow walls, red curtains, an acting theme with an acting chair. Like, it was just...
That was your, like, room?
Oh, Jamie, just tacky. Just super tacky. So I want to know... What is your child, like, what's your childhood bedroom like? Tell me about it.
Well, my childhood bedroom doesn't exist anymore because I was the first one to move out of the house and like stay gone. And so when I left, someone took over my room. And now the room that was mine is now a guest bedroom. I don't think I have like memories. Nothing exists of mine in that house anymore, essentially. Yeah. It's like I was never there, actually. Pretty rude. But yeah, I moved into the basement and I used to have, like, you know, the walls decorated and painted and all the stuff, and it's all gone now. It's just a guest bedroom with a king bed in there.
Oh, a king bed. That's pretty nice.
Yeah. Well, that came in after I left. So I didn't even have that when I was there.
Can I say that my parents made me sleep on a single bed?
Did they really?
My whole life, Jamie, a single bed. Okay.
And you probably thought, like, oh yeah, this is probably the most comfortable and the biggest bed I'm ever going to get.
And you know what my parents said? They're like, oh, they always said, you know what, Victoria, you have the best mattress in the house. You're all over there in your king size mattress. I'm over here in my single. Victoria, you have your dad's furniture. We handed this down to you. This furniture is 30, 40 years old. It's about to break in half. Okay.
And they probably have, like, a Sealy Tempur-Pedic pillow cushion in their room.
Beautiful memory foam. You just snuggle right in. I'm on my single mattress. You roll once, you roll twice, you're gone. You're gone.
But you have the best. You have the best furniture in the house.
Yeah, you have the best mattress though in the house, Victoria. That is an expensive. It is a single mattress. How expensive is that?
You know what? This makes me like your parents a little bit more, because that's shady. That's shady as hell, and I love it.
And not a headboard. My parents, like, it wasn't until after my sister and I moved out of the house that they decided to put headboards on all the beds. Like, what? Wait, why?
So you just had the frame. You didn't have an actual headboard?
Yes, just single bed. I know. And they're boomers, okay? They got the money.
There's no excuse. They were just, I guess they were just saving it for something more important. I guess you didn't need a headboard.
Until we moved out so they could redo my bedroom. Right? Like, this ain't it.
Does your bedroom still exist in your house?
Oh yeah, it's gorgeous now. It's gorgeous. It's got a headboard. It's a queen size mattress in there.
Yeah,
no, it's a very nice guest bedroom.
Now that you're not there, okay.
Now that I'm not there, yeah.
So I got this list from my friend Lisa. She works at a radio station in Edmonton. They compiled the list of the top 10 worst Halloween candies for 2023. You ready for this?
I love it.
Number 10, Tootsie Rolls.
Yeah, no.
Okay, have you had the fruit flavored ones though?
That sounds even worse.
They're actually, the fruit flavored ones are, well, I guess you don't like fruit flavored things, but they were really good. Way better than regular. Number 9. When people give pencils or erasers or any kind of toy like that.
Are they the cute, like, little ghost and little pumpkin erasers? Because I'm all for that.
That's not candy, 100%. Though.
It's so cute.
That's going trick-or-treating and getting school supplies? No, thank you. This is not a food bank, or this is not Make-A-Wish Foundation. I want candy and candy only. Number 8 on the list was Smarties.
I like Smarties.
Smarties are, I think they're better than M&Ms, like the plain M&Ms, but I'm also like, meh. Number 7 of the worst Halloween candies for 2023, wagon wheels.
I like a good wagon wheel.
Gosh. Okay, out of the box, they're fine, but when you get them for Halloween, they typically go, like, get crushed because they're on the bottom of your bag, and they just become crumbly, disgusting messes. So, no. Plain chips is at number 6.
I mean, with some hell of a good dip.
You're really not getting good dip as a child, though. Remember, this is...
Yeah, no, then absolutely. Plain chips would be disgusting. 100%.
You need all the flavors.
Yeah.
Number 5 is gumballs.
No.
Gum is just annoying because you get the flavor instantly like that, and then you're just chewing on elastic. It's no, over. Thank you. Okay, I did not agree with this one. Number 4, Crispy Crunch. Chocolate.
I love Crispy Crunch.
Thank you. I like them
so
too.
So good. Yes.
But they do get stuck in your teeth all the time, and then you have to go to the dentist because it's like they do get lodged in there.
Yeah.
But they're really good. Number 3, Rockets.
I mean,
enough said.
Yeah.
Rockets are terrible. Number 2, Raisins.
That's just rude. That is rude to give a kid a box of raisins. Yes.
Who gives raisins? I got them when I was a kid, but I went to go get raisins at the store the other day to make oatmeal raisin cookies. A bag of raisins was like $8. Chocolate chips are $2.50, and you want me to pay $8 for raisins? You actual damn mind. Never. And the worst Halloween candy for 2023, of course, it's the molasses kisses. It's those toffee things that are in the orange wrappers with the black characters on them. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes. Yeah, I do. Yeah.
I genuinely believe that those are not made every year. They're like from the 1960s and people just continuously give them out every single year and they keep coming back in circulation and we all keep trying to get rid of them.
I don't like those ones either. Those are the types of ones that after 3 weeks when you still had Halloween candy, like that was your Halloween candy. The rockets, the molasses kisses, the Tootsie Rolls,
all
the
this.
Things that you're just like, eh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The stuff that you save to give away for kids next year. Yes, I get that. I was surprised that candy corn didn't make the list because I know a lot of people don't like it.
You know, I haven't seen any candy corn. Like when we went trick-or-treating, I didn't see any candy corn.
Have you had it yet? Because you didn't have it last time we talked.
No.
So you still don't know what it tastes like.
No.
But you hate it anyway.
Yeah. I just know I don't like it. I just know it. Jamie, do you remember your first date with Kyle?
Yes. Remember the story I told you when I moved from Manitoba to Alberta for work and I had 5 dates in one day?
Oh, I love it.
It's my favorite story because I'm like, one, I felt so hot. But then also like, so Kyle and I, we went to Dairy Queen. We got ice cream and then we went to the park and did a walk along the river and then had a nice conversation. It was very nice.
You know, actually, that is a really nice first date. What do you think would be a great first date?
Nowadays? I guess, honestly, because most people are going to be meeting somebody online, meeting up in a coffee shop or a bar or something like that, and just like getting to know someone, having a drink in the daylight so you can make sure you can see what they really look like, and then just kind of being spontaneous and going from there. So like if it goes well, then you're like, hey, do you want to go for a walk or do you want to go bowling or something like that? I think that'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, like something where you do stuff.
Yeah.
I think doing things on a date is a lot of fun.
Do you remember your first date with Garrett?
We went to a bar for a week. Which is fine.
Of course, I mean,
it's Highbury. There's really not much you can do around here.
Yeah, of course. Did you go home with him on the first date?
No. You didn't even kiss me on our first date.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How classy.
Good yeah, no. I know. Yeah,
like,
no.
I make it as a handshake nowadays. That's how I say hello.
Oh, my God. A list has gone viral where places women do not want to go on a first date. And I have to read you some of these because I don't agree with all of them.
Okay.
Okay.
Places women don't want to go on a first date.
Yes. Do not want to go.
Okay.
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 A chain restaurant. I mean, I agree with this, except, you know, if it's the Keg, I'm all for it. If it's Swish LA, absolutely not.
Hey,
you know,
don't knock that rotisserie chicken, okay? That's pretty good.
I shit my pants every time. But you know what's what's really good about Swish LA?
What's that?
Is the chocolate pudding. Yeah, no, it's the chocolate pudding.
Okay.
With the, oh my God, the gummy worms in it.
The dirt pie.
Yeah, the dirt pie. That's really good.
Yeah, that's like for kids, you know.
Yeah, but no, I shit my pants every single time. So shall I? Do I love it? Absolutely. Would I go there again? 100%. As a first date? No, because I don't need to shit my pants on a first date.
Got it. Okay.
Buffets. I mean, Mandarin? But I feel like you don't talk to anyone at a buffet. You sit down, you're like, game. Hey.
Yeah, but then also, like, if you're going to a buffet, you want to get your money's worth. But then I'm guessing you also don't want to look like a glutton on your first date. Right? Like me with my 5 plates of dessert. Probably not a good look, right?
Yeah, no, I agree. But I just feel like also you just don't talk to anyone when you're at a buffet.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're hey, where is everyone? They're all, you know, the cheese section. Movies. I don't mind the movies.
Well, on a first date, you don't talk in a movie. So you talk after the movie or before. So that I can understand.
Watching Netflix at home. I feel like that's Netflix and chill.
That's not a date. Yeah, that's just something else. Okay.
Church. Like, are you kidding me? I'm not going to church with you.
Listen, my family is really religious. And I remember I always said things like, why are you going to church for New Year's Eve or like whatever? And they're like, what else would we do? Well, I'm just like, you know what? I'm not going to argue with you. If this is your happy place, you do you. But not on a first date. I agree with you. No.
The gym. Absolutely not.
Never.
Get bent.
How dare you?
I know. That's enough said.
Yeah.
A sporting event. You know what? If you have tickets to the Jays or, you know, a Leaf game, mm-hmm. like those are expensive. Yeah, I'll go with you. I think that's great.
That's a fun activity to do.
The Raptors? Oh, yeah. I'm down. Yeah.
Like, buy me my $30 hot dog and my $20 beer. Totally. Thank you.
Yeah. That shows me you have money.
Thank you. So important, right?
Family functions. Absolutely not.
On a first date? Never.
Ice cream. Yeah.
That's what I did.
That's normal. And look like at you guys now.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
So coffee.
Maybe don't go for ice cream then.
No. You guys are great.
I'm kidding.
Coffee? Yeah, no. Coffee's good.
I feel like this list is just wanting people to spend and do something really extravagant for a first date. Because
mm-hmm.
I'm like, when you're getting to know somebody, I'm not investing like hundreds of dollars in you on a first date.
I agree.
You know?
I agree. The last two here are bowling and nightclubs. Bowling, great idea. Nightclub?
I think that's
fun. No, like what? Can't talk to anyone.
I need to find the women that were talking about this because remember, we're in our 30s and we're like, a nightclub? Bowling? Sure.
That's true. That's true.
I'm like, I know you're in bed at 9 o'clock on a good day.
I would need my noise canceling headphones if I went into a nightclub now. Okay. Like I would not be doing well.
Also though, nothing wrong with chain restaurants. Like what if you live in a spot where there's only chain restaurants where you want me to find the diamond in the rough? I'm like, no, I'm going to take it to Jack Astor's or not Special A. But I'm guessing that like, they don't want you to take them to like McDonald's or Applebee's or Denny's or something.
Yeah.
That I get, but like Cactus Club is a chain. If I take you to Cactus Club on a first date, Lord, you best believe one that you put out and two that there's something else because that's expensive, honey.
Okay, yes, I agree. Cactus Club, Earl's. Okay, Jack Astor's. Okay, those chicken fingers. Mwah, chef's
so
kiss, top notch with a chocolate milkshake. Where are you at? Like, I love it. I love it.
Yeah, you take me there. The legs are wide open, baby. Whatever you want.
Oh, my God.
So we kind of talked about this last time, so you may get a little heated. So by all means, there's a Turkish airline, it's called Corendon, and they're introducing a child-free zone on their flights between Amsterdam and the Dutch Caribbean island of Curaçao. And so it's going to be starting November 3rd, where little ones are going to be banned from a certain section of the plane, and it's going to be adults only. So this has been getting so much backlash from people saying like, we are not even accepting kids anymore. We're being overbearing. And I'm going to read you some of the tweets that some people were saying. I've noticed people seem more annoyed with kids in public than I've ever seen before. Usually people see little kids and babies and smile or whatever, but that's slowly starting to change. It's kind of weird and sad. Another one here. So apparently airlines are considering making child-free zones on planes. And I can't decide if this is bad shift or not. But generally, it's really sad when people have little tolerance for people who have kids and babies. They're acting like they shouldn't even be in public. So a lot of people are for it and a lot of people are against it. How do you feel about a child-free zone in a plane?
You know what? I don't care. Sure, have your child-free zone. I don't give a fuck. Know what I want? I want the last 10 rows of an airplane, no seats. A fucking jungle gym, okay? I want to send my kids to the back of the plane. They can run amok. They can eat their snacks. They can watch the show on TV. And that's what I want. Make a kids zone on a plane.
Yeah.
Because you know what? What's funny? I was flying from Toronto to Calgary last time. Mm-hmm. There was this man on the plane and he was standing up and he was beside us and he's like, oh, it's, you know, it's hard to sit for 4 hours. I'm like, no shit. I'm like, and that you're a grown ass man.
Adult.
My toddler would love to move and run around right now, but I'm not letting him. So like, yeah, like make a kid zone in the back of the plane or in the basement. I don't care. If that means that I don't have to pay money for a seat, I will sit where the luggage is. Okay.
In the cargo space
with my kid.
Yeah. See, like, I don't care either way. On the last flight that I went from Toronto back to Saskatoon, there was a lot of kids on the plane. And I know kids are going to cry, babies are crying, whatever. I'm actually unbothered by that because I was like, these are kids and babies. They're not doing it intentionally. And it is so uncomfortable to sit on a plane for a long period of time. And I actually can't stand more adults on planes than I can children. Like, do I think it'd be cool to have a space entirely free from that? It's kind of like
It's called first class. It's called first class.
Well, I've seen kids in first class and I'm just like, damn, this child's living a better life than me.
Oh my God. My friend Josie, her and her son flew first class. I was like, who are you? Like, what?
Good for her.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this kid is, you know, 2 months old and already in first class.
Living your best life. Yeah. I don't have an issue with that whatsoever. Because think of it, like bars in some restaurants, they have the dining room and they have a lounge. So it's like, it's a thing that exists. I don't care either way. If you want to be in that spot and you want to pay for that, do it. If you want to sit with everyone else, if you want to sit with the normal people, if you want to sit with the families as well, it's totally fine too. It's not how I meant it. But
you know what? My kids are really good on airplanes.
Are they?
They are genuinely really good. And you know, there's some really good noise canceling headphones out there. Yeah. Buy the noise canceling headphones.
Again, if I'm paying like $80 for my flight, I expect there to be noise and turbulence and children. So I'm like, bro, I ain't mad at it. I paid 80 bucks to get here. It is what it is.
Fake news, fake news. You are fake news. Fake news. Fake news.
Two headlines are true and one is a lie. You gotta figure it out. A restaurant charges an extra $50 to adults unable to parent their kids. A charity shop asks people not to donate sex toys. A worker at a brewery was caught pooping in the tank. Which one is the fake news?
I hope they're all fake. I'm gonna go with the brewery.
That is the fake news. I know, it kind of makes the other two seem really, really bad. The worker at a brewery, he was caught peeing in the tank.
God.
My God. I'm praying that they did not ship out that beer. But there really was a restaurant that was charging adults $50 when they felt like they were unable to parent their kids. And it's getting all this backlash online right now. It's crazy.
Oh my God, I can only imagine. And the charity, like people... Gross people.
I'm not surprised.
People are nasty.
I watched that scene in Sex Education about the woman who had the corn on the cob as a vibrator.
Dang!
I saw the episode now. Just like, you know what? I love that we are so innovative and disgusting as people that we are now making vibrators and dildos and in shapes and sizes and everything that would just be accommodating. You want a corn on the cob vibrator? You got that. You want a
corn on the cob? At first, I literally thought it was a corn on the cob. I was like, what?
Would you be surprised, though? Remember the story we read about a guy who had, like, a gerbil up his butt?
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, it's just another day, and these people are crazy.
Oh, my gosh! No way!
Say what?
This can't be real.
Have you heard that you eat 4 spiders in your lifetime in your sleep?
I have heard that, and I hope to God it's not true.
I know. Well, it is even worse. Okay? Get ready.
Okay.
A 64-year-old woman in Taiwan went to the doctors complaining of a ruckus in her left ear for days. Oh my God, you're going to die. She was awoken by a feeling of a little creature crawling into her ear canal, followed by days of clicking, beating, and rustling noises. The doctor found an itsy-bitsy jumping spider moving around in its new cozy shelter.
Oh my gosh.
And it wasn't exactly alone. Apparently, it molted, leaving its exoskeleton in her ear.
Gross.
The doctor removed the spider and there was no damage to her eardrum. That is disgusting.
That terrifies me. Like when you're sleeping, so many things could happen to you. And like the fact that a spider was living for days in her ear, living its best life and jumping around. Disgusting.
Oh my God. The fact that she didn't like go to the hospital right away. Like
I always feel like when I feel like there's bugs on me or something like that, and I'm just like, I'll wake up and I'm like, I don't know what's touching me. Like, you know, I'll wake up if I hear a mosquito buzzing or a fly.
Then
I won't go to bed until I murder it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Spider? I will burn the house down if there's a spider in my ear. Get out of here.
I'd be flying to the ER, okay?
Yeah.
And now it's time for 5
random
facts.
America is the heaviest nation in the world. no surprises, approximately 15 million Americans have life-threatening obesity.
No, I honestly, I believe it.
Yeah, it's true.
Rats will laugh out loud if you tickle them. Oh.
Like, rats are disgusting, but I kind of want to hear what they sound like when they're laughing. There's gold in your body. The human body contains about 0.2 milligrams of gold, which is mostly in our blood. So does that mean if you like drain someone's blood or something, like you can get gold from it?
Like a lot of blood.
Yeah, I'll test it out for some gold.
Peanut butter can be turned into diamonds through a scientific process called high pressure, high temperature synthesis. Peanut butter can be transformed into tiny artificial diamonds.
I got two big jars of jumbo-crapped peanut butter in my cabinet. If I'm sitting on some diamonds right now, let me tell you, I'm going to turn that in. Like, no joke, I would do that.
You know, it'd be so sad, though. You hand those diamonds down, and, like, your, like, kids, grandkids are like, oh, my God, yeah, these came from my great-great-grandfather. This shit's fake.
It's peanut butter. It's
peanut butter.
What's that show? Is it Cake? The show would be Is It Peanut Butter?
Yes, Is It Peanut Butter. How choked would they be? They waited years to get these diamonds.
That would be a hilarious. In my last will and testament, I'd have, like, a video being like, by the way, that was peanut butter. Humans cannot walk in a straight line without a visual point. If blindfolded, we gradually walk around in a circle.
I need to try this.
I know. Like, this one, I'm like, I feel like I would be able to walk in a straight line. Yeah. People do it when they get pulled over for suspecting a DUI, right?
Well, I mean, if they're not drunk.
Yeah. I feel like you can walk in a... Well, I don't know. It's fine.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random.
Facts.
I'm sure you saw the news that Matthew Perry passed away a couple days ago.
Oh, so sad.
Yeah, so random too. Like, I knew he had issues with addiction and whatnot. And apparently he died because he had a heart attack in his jacuzzi.
Yeah. Isn't like, that just awful?
It is, because you know, like, he was getting better and he was fighting his demons. So the fact that exercise essentially killed this man.
Like, do not blame.
That's not the moral of the story, but I'm like, it's just sad that he went through all that in recovery and then he passed away because he exercised, essentially.
Do you think he is a big enough celebrity that they will televise his funeral?
I think they would. I do.
Yeah.
He's a very beloved celebrity, and we've had a lot of famous people die in the last couple of years, but I think this one will hit closer to home than a lot more people. I think so.
Yeah. 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 And I have yet to see any of his co-stars from Friends say anything. So
I think they put out a statement today, actually.
Oh,
I think they put out a joint statement, and Lisa Kudrow, like, I think that she said that she would adopt his dog or something.
Oh, that's sweet.
This close friend, I don't even know what they would say. Like, they're probably lost for words, in all honesty.
Yeah.
Also, have you read Britney's book yet?
I haven't, but I'm actually very intrigued.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I know this woman. I haven't read the book yet, but I feel like I know enough about her history that I'm like, it's going to be such an interesting deep dive into her mind and her world. It'll be a really, really good read.
And the fact that she's cut off her family.
Yeah, completely.
Straight up. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Plus, she's a little psycho.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, 1,000%. Just look at her Instagram. This girl's nuts, but I love it too at the same time. So this is our mission for next time we talk. Read Britney's book, and then we'll do a 30-minute podcast all about the book.
I love it.
Done.
It's
perfect.
Britney, bitch. Dun, dun.
Gosh. We'll talk to you later.
See ya.